Katmai National Park has a 24-hour live stream of Brooks Falls every summer. It's where hordes of bears gather to catch salmon and a popular spot for crowds to watch them. Otis has become sort of a fan favorite. Felicia Jimenez is a media ranger for Katmai National Park. She says his late appearance is most likely because of a later salmon run in Bristol Bay.
Things are a little bit slower to wake up, and, you know, we're definitely seeing that with the salmon run. The water level is a little bit higher. The water level has been colder, so we've been seeing the salmon a little bit slower to arrive, I'd say about a week or two late.
Bear 480 usually comes out in late June or early July. Some fans thought he might not have survived the winter, but Otis finally showed up on the park's cameras last week. Jimenez says most bears that get to that age usually rely more on scavenging or begging for fish from other bears, but the public ought not worry about Otis. Bears usually live to about 20 years old, but she says he's still pretty spry for a 27-year-old.
There's still really good signs that we're seeing from him. He's super old, but I mean, he's still very active. When he showed up, he was immediately catching fish, and you know, those are positive signs. He's still active. He's still moving around.
Viewers of the National Park's live cameras can identify him with a few gray and white swirls in his brown coat and some damage to his left ear.
He also is missing a lot of teeth. He only has about 2 teeth. So if you see a bear with a floppy left ear who's pretty old and he's got like 2 teeth, that is definitely 480.
Otis is also a consistent contender for the title of fattest bear at the falls during the National Park's annual Fat Bear Week in early October. Park rangers create a bracket of some of the biggest bears that wander the area, and the public can vote online for the fattest bear around.
That competition is pretty subjective, so for their favorite or which bear they think embodies fat, healthy bears the most. And so even though, you know, he's not the fattest bear anymore, he's usually up there in the finalists pretty much every year.
Some of his rivals for the title include Bear 747, sometimes called Bear Force One, who won last year, and Bear 435, also known as Holly. With a later arrival, though, Otis will have his work cut out for him if the old man wants to be declared the park's fattest bear a fifth time. Watching the cameras from Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.